Can you let our listeners know what your group is all about, Chilliwack Citizens for Change?
Our mission was always to be in an inclusive group, accept diversity, and be a positive, forward-thinking group of people that made positive changes in the community.
Could you explain to them some of your work in the community that you've been a part of?
We kind of became official, like, as a group back in January 2019. We gathered during the municipal election. We wanted to encourage people to vote. You know, we're all progressive, and we just felt that a lot of people that had progressive views felt outnumbered. We basically started a campaign to try to get people out to vote. Don't just sit at home and think, oh, my vote doesn't matter, because it does. We had some successes when it came to progressives getting voted in onto the school board. And, you know, we're quite excited about that. We had a changeover to the new mayor. He's very open to collaborating and listening and hearing what the community wants and needs.
Abby here, as you know, is pretty conservative in its thought process. Would you have constituency here that you could tap into, you think?
We feel like Chilliwack has a very conservative base as well. It is a lot of work being heard. We do a lot of things to be heard and to be seen. And as a group, we've kind of discussed how we could kind of expand Chilliwack Citizens for Change and maybe just be Citizens for Change, because it is needed across many cities and provinces. You know, attitudes need to change when it comes to inclusion, diversity. We're in the new millennium here. Like, it's time to work together.
As you know, we live in a pretty diverse part of the province, both in terms of generational change and in terms of ethnic minority and religious backgrounds. Have you been able to get them on board?
It's important to us to include our Indigenous community and support them. We have a large Indigenous community in Chilliwack. They've been fighting for years to be able to be well thought of within our communities and well represented. And, you know, there's always been an us and them, and they really felt that, and it's hurt their community. We work with them in various capacities. We're against the pipeline. We don't want our water source in Chilliwack to be at risk because of corporations wanting to bring more oil through our farmlands and schoolyards. We have a lot of environmentalists, scientists, and, you know, together we've had rallies and climate change protests.
What specific policies would you like to see in the Fraser Valley, especially Chilliwack, that governments need to take another look at?
Well, we would like Chilliwack to declare that there is a climate emergency, and our city hall should be doing that on behalf of our citizens. We want tree bylaws. I've seen trees get chopped down that have eagles' nests in them and eagles in distress. We're also pushing to have more green space. So the developers in Chilliwack have always seemed to get away with whatever it is that they need or want. We're left with no parking. We're left with no green spaces. Our city tends to allow developers to pay the city money rather than give the green space allowance that is required, so that we can have our parks. That being said, the city is starting to open up to us, because we don't want to be combative. We want to be collaborative. If we're open and they're open and we can have these discussions, we're hoping over time things will change.
And how large is your group in membership?
We have a board, so there's about 10 of us on the board at any given time. And it's just a strong group of people with different backgrounds that kind of run everything. And then we have about 1,300 people in our group on Facebook. It seems to get higher anytime there's something going on, like an election. We have a by-election going on right now in Chilliwack. So we have a lot of people wanting to get involved. We've got a volunteer list at the moment, probably 100 volunteers that we can call on at any given time. As far as membership, we haven't gotten there yet. We don't charge to be part of the group. We just ask that you are looking for positive change. We don't put up with any bullying within the group or any conservative discussions in our group where people might get argumentative. We keep it very progressive and positive and productive.
Have you made any outreach to the South Asian community? There's a large community base in Chilliwack.
Yeah, typically we have people reaching out to us. It's been a weird year, of course, but when things were really active, we have a Muslim mosque in our city that we visited and communicated with the people there. We're wide open, but we don't necessarily reach out to anyone. We just kind of do our thing and seem to attract like-minded people or people that are really interested in what we're doing and they want to get involved.
You're using this word progressive a lot, but what does that mean for you in reference to how you function and do this work?
We want everybody to be on the equal. You know, we don't want people left behind because they're homeless or because of their race or their gender or their sexual preferences. We have a large LGBTQ community in Chilliwack. We don't want our LGBTQ community feeling like they're not part of our community because a certain demographic within our community doesn't feel that being an LGBTQ is within their belief system or whatever. Progressive to us just means inclusivity, diversity, acceptance, just being a good person and accepting people for who they are. If they're struggling or they have a group of people that are struggling, we're going to rally behind you and let you know that you do belong here. We all do. We all have a right to live and to feel safe in our communities, free from bullying or harassment. So that's where we stand.